You've heard me say it before. 64% of fourth graders in the United States of America cannot read on grade level. That's a startling fact, but it's true. And it's among the reasons Coaching for Literacy was launched right here in Memphis. It started small, but it's grown quickly. And to date, it's conducted 103 Fight for Literacy games that have funded more than 75 literacy projects across more than 20 communities in 16 different states. More than 10,000 children have been impacted. And my next guest is getting ready to host his first Fight for Literacy game, which is going to make him the first NBA player to ever do so. You can donate right now at fightforliteracygames.org. And Orlando Magic forward Jonathan Isaac is going to match it dollar for dollar up to $5,000. He was the sixth overall pick, 2017 NBA draft. And he joins me now. Jonathan, it's Gary Parrish in Memphis. How you doing, man?
Hey, Gary, man. I'm doing well.
Thank you for being here. And let me just start right at the top. How did you get involved with Coaching for Literacy? I've been involved for a while. What's your connection? How did you get involved?
My connection started at Florida State. Florida State has been a part of Coaching for Literacy for a little bit. And our coaches wore the green ties and all that stuff. And we had went to schools periodically read the kids, and then it's just something that they contacted me once I got drafted, and I wanted to stay a part of it.
When you first heard that 64% of fourth graders in our country do not read on grade level, like, could you believe that? It's amazing to hear. Like, we're this advanced, civilized country, and yet illiteracy, you know, in our country is a huge, huge problem that probably doesn't get talked about enough.
I really couldn't, and I have a little brother in fourth grade right now, and one of the first things I thought about was him, and can he read on grade level? How is he doing in school? And it's definitely something that's staggering and shocked me.
I'm talking to Jonathan Isaac. He is on Twitter at JIsaac_01, at JIsaac_01. He's about to become the first NBA player to host a Fight for Literacy game. You can donate right now at fightforliteracygames.org, fightforliteracygames.org, and he's going to match dollar for dollar up to $5,000. So you're coming out of your bank account for this, huh?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing too. To show that I really care about this thing and I want to do it right.
I'm talking to Jonathan Isaac here from the Orlando Magic, and so the season is underway, and I want to talk basketball with you as well. You guys are sitting at 6-8 right now. You are tied for the eighth spot in the Eastern Conference standings, and yet all of the attention seems to be at the top of the league. The Raptors have added Kawhi Leonard. Obviously, Philadelphia just added Jimmy Butler. The Milwaukee Bucks are off to a 10-3 start. I know the Eastern Conference in recent years has been overwhelmed by the West and Golden State and everything that's happening there, but it does seem like the East is getting better. Can you see that up close? Do you interpret it the same way?
Yeah, I think a lot of teams are making some great moves, and even us in the start of this season, we're three of our last five, winning three of our last five, and I think our team is much better than we were last year, and a lot of teams are taking steps in the right direction this year.
You know, you are obviously a one-and-done star at Florida State. You enter the league at a very young age, not unlike a guy Memphis drafted here in this market this year, Jaren Jackson Jr. What advice would you give to other extremely young teenagers who enter the NBA, suddenly become professional athletes, multimillionaires? It can't be the easiest thing to do. What issues did you encounter? What surprised you about being a professional at such a young age?
What surprised me, I would say, just being your own boss, like coming into money, coming into celebrity and status in a city. It's hard to manage yourself and be on top of self-discipline and making sure you're on time and time management and all that. And that was something that really shocked me, as I really have to be on top of my game, myself, how I'm eating, how I'm sleeping. And I don't have somebody on top of me like a coach or my parents to direct me in all those areas.
You know, I was talking to, I guess it was Eric Musselman, who's now the coach at Nevada, but is previously an NBA coach. And he was talking about the difference between being a college coach and being an NBA coach. He said, you know, at the collegiate level, like, I'm with my players nonstop. You know, we eat together.
Yeah.
We eat breakfast. We eat dinner. We see each other all day long. He said, in the NBA, you get off that plane and you just you don't see you might not see anybody else until shoot around the next day.
No.
You really are on your own.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's definitely tricky when you're a rookie. You're just getting into it and you're figuring out where I want to eat in the city, what I want to do the night before games or the morning before shoot around. And you kind of get that groove going when you get a couple years in, like the older guys.
I'm talking to Jonathan Isaac from the Orlando Magic. Sixth pick last year's NBA draft. He's about to host his first Fight for Literacy game. It's going to benefit Coaching for Literacy, which is rooted right here in Memphis. You can donate right now at fightforliteracygames.org. That's fightforliteracygames.org. And Jonathan's going to match dollar for dollar up to $5,000. One of the things Jaren Jackson said that was kind of funny is that for the first time in his life, he's got teammates who, like, have, like, wives and children and, like, actual stuff to go home to. He's like, he said, that's weird for me. Yeah. I didn't even know anybody with a wife and a family and all this stuff. Did you run into that as well?
Absolutely. And, you know, the reason why I kind of loved college basketball so much was because you really developed, like, a brotherhood with your teammates because you live together. Like that coach said, you're always with each other. And you get to the league, and it's like these guys have families. They have responsibilities. Everybody's not trying to be around all the time, not trying to hang out all the time. We might go to dinner here and there, or let's say a Topgolf or something like that. But we're not spending a whole lot of time together outside of the court, and it's definitely different coming from college.
Talking to Jonathan Isaac from the Orlando Magic. So your teammates with Mo Bamba, who has a rap song about him now. What's that been like?
It's been good, man. Mo Bamba is a great kid. Super smart, high energy, and he's been playing great so far.
Wrapping up here with Jonathan Isaac from the Orlando Magic. He's sixth pick, 2017 NBA draft. About to host his first Fight for Literacy game. It's going to benefit Coaching for Literacy, which is doing incredible work all around this country. And to be clear, for anybody from the Orlando market who might be interested in this money that is raised, and Jonathan's going to match dollar for dollar up to $5,000, it's going to benefit kids in Orlando, children in Orlando who need help. So this is a great cause, and Jonathan's awesome to be a part of it. Last thing before I let you go, you mentioned Florida State being in college. Off to a nice start. They went and handled Florida no problem. How closely do you keep up with the Seminoles these days?
I'm on it every game. I have a great relationship with some of the guys still there and the coaching staff as well. So they keep me posted. They check on me. I do the same with them. So I'm looking forward to them having a great year and hopefully making another deep run in the tournament.
That's awesome to hear. On behalf of Coaching for Literacy, I can't thank you enough for being involved with this foundation, for doing what you're doing, not only spending your time, but also, you know, real money out of your pocket to try to make an impact. You always hope that when people make it, like you've made it, that they do give back, and both with their time and the money, if possible. And then you're an example of somebody who's doing that. I know the folks with Coaching for Literacy appreciate it, and I just wanted to thank you on their behalf. Thanks for being here. You're doing awesome work, man. Keep it up.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, I'll see you. That's Jonathan Isaac from the Orlando Magic, sixth pick, 2017 NBA draft. Super impressive guy. Like, yeah. I know the staff down at Florida State, obviously, and they loved him. And then one of the things you heard about him through the draft process, besides, like, you know, just being freakishly long and athletic and being able to alter shots and all the stuff that gets you picked in the top 10, he was really impressive throughout the interview process. And I think that probably came through right here on radio. He's a super sharp young guy who has a bright future. You know, as soon as he gets as healthy as he needs to be to start tapping into that potential. I read a story about him earlier today where he's going to start wearing the same ankle braces that Steph Curry wore, because Steph encountered ankle issues early in his career. Jonathan's been dealing with a little bit of that, but by all accounts, you know, he'll be 100% relatively soon, and hopefully with those ankle injuries in his past. Either way, Coaching for Literacy, he's going to host his first Fight for Literacy game very soon. You can donate right now, fightforliteracygames.org, fightforliteracygames.org, and Jonathan Isaac is going to match a dollar for dollar up to $5,000. Awesome to have him here.